Howie Feed, brought to you by
Bottom.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Thank you very much. Well, it was a...
I'm going to quit asking about that. This is just an unsellable segment.
Everything's brought to you by Bottom in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom.
Because we're consumers.
Bottom.
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 Spring break was last week for the kiddos of Dallas, Texas. So we all get off there for the week. And I know the Sterminator took some time off. I took a little bit of time off. Did June's take any time off? I know he's got a couple days coming up here at some point. I don't think it was last week, but whatever the case.
Not sure, but I don't believe he did.
I think he's got a few days coming up.
Seems to me the morning show was pretty much intact last week.
All right. It's weird, too, with spring break, because I never did anything spring break-wise until this past year. And not this year, but the year prior. Meaning past.
Pre.
And basically because my youngest was old enough to actually do something, go somewhere, and you could actually have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he was just kind of in the toddler, infant stage, and so we couldn't do it. So last year, we went skiing. And sounds like a new version.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. And this year we decided...
Yeah, just keep talking. Tell your story here.
We decided to do the same thing. To head back to the Rocky Mountains of Colorado and ski again. Now...
Where'd you go?
Beaver Creek. Yes. You can... As you hear me, I picture this music being blared all over the mountain, and everywhere anybody goes, it's skiing down. This is all they hear.
That's the way it should be.
Sashaying to and fro.
Fresh white powder.
Yes. Whee!
Fishtailing from behind your freshly waxed, expensive Italian skis.
There's a couple of things, a couple of points here that I want to get by to you guys. A... You can fly into Vail.
God.
Or at least Eagle County.
Okay.
Right.
So you don't...
No doubt.
No doubt what? No, what I'm saying is, instead of flying into Denver and driving the 2.5 hours up to the mountains or down to the mountains...
When you're a man of affluence, who has time for driving?
There are some things that you spend a little bit more money on, and you say to yourself...
Like skiing.
Well, hang on. Where you say to yourself, this clearly was not worth it. I'm upset that I paid the extra $1.50 for more roast beef on my sandwich. Sometimes you know whether or not it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, flying straight into the Eagle County Airport, where you don't have to drive, and yeah, it's going to cost you a little bit more to fly up there. But if you're looking to save time and headaches and stress and everything else, there is no better move than flying into that airport. And Dallas flies from there 2 or 3 times a day all throughout the winter. Best move they ever did, American Airlines. Best move they ever did. And so we did that, and then you can take a shuttle in. It's like a 20, 30-minute ride in from the airport into Vail, Beaver Creek, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it cuts... 3 or 4 hours of stress to and fro. And coming down the mountain, I know you guys aren't familiar with this, but when you're coming down the mountain into Denver on a Sunday afternoon where everybody is coming from every ski resort and there's only one way in and one way out, it is like nut-to-butt traffic on 635. It can be. Where you're just sitting there going down what should be, you know, I mean, you went halfway up there when we were up there last year. But the second half of that trip up there is unbearable. So having to avoid that all, it's well worth it. When you're up...
All right, so we have that out of the way. You can fly into Vail.
Yes.
For a nominal fee.
Yes.
It's going to cost you
a little more than nominal
relatively
fee.
Speaking.
Yeah.
It's worth
depending
it.
Depending upon your tax bracket.
If you're into skiing.
Uh-huh.
So marijuana is legal in Colorado. But you don't really get a good sense of it. When we went to Denver, you know, we went to the dispensary and all that, but you didn't see people like openly smoking. And it is illegal to still smoke in public. You can't go to a park and sit there and spark up a doob. Or at least you're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. Man, it didn't happen last year, but I guess it wasn't fully legal. Maybe it was legalized last year.
Do they flaunt these laws in Vail?
Oh, my God. You can do whatever you want in Vail, I guarantee you.
There are people, now clearly on the slopes or on the lift, there are people smoking. But I'm talking about, like, so when you ski down and there's this one communal meeting place at this Hyatt Hotel, there's the Park Hyatt kind of surrounds the base of the mountain, and they have this huge outdoor patio porch where every single day from 2 o'clock on till about dark, it is packed with people from Dallas. The amount of P1s that were up there and the amount of Dallasites that we saw up there, including Daryl Johnston. Hello, Moose. How are you? Yes. The amount of Dallas people that were up there was shocking. You talk about one state that is so beholden. Their whole livelihood is dependent on Texans, and it seems like Dallas in particular to fill that place up. It is crazy how many Dallas people were there. I ended up skiing with people that I didn't even... You know our buddy Ross, Danny Fine's friend Ross?
Yeah.
Ross was there, had no idea he was going there. We hung out every day.
Yeah, the preacher.
Yes, the preacher. So tons of people were there. But anyway, so this imagine a packed patio. It's 50 degrees, the sun's out, you see people skiing everywhere. They have a guy in the corner playing acoustic guitar, you know, with a little PA system. It's kick-ass, sitting there drinking beer after you're done skiing. Everyone's in a good mood, and then and kids are running around.
Did you go up to him and ask him if you could play Norm?
No, I didn't do that. I asked him if he knew Norm, but not if he could play it, not if I could play it. So there are kids everywhere, too. This is kind of a kid haven place. And people are sitting there smoking doobies right there like they're drinking a beer.
Well, that's what it's like up there.
Yeah, I know, but it's so... I'm telling you, I'm never going to get it through my head. I don't care if it's legal here. I will never get it through my head that I'm dealing with something that is not an arrestable offense. You know?
Yes.
Don't you feel that way?
No, totally.
Especially you, where it was
to get 20 years for a joint.
Yes. Where now it's so, you know, we're one state away from you sitting there, Mike, with children running around, with adults smoking. Dude, it's amazing.
That would be hard to comprehend.
Like parents smoking in front of their, like, six-year-old kids?
They would try to, yeah, yes.
They're trying to hide it like they would cool, a cigarette.
Like, yes, like a cigarette.
Like do the old... cupping trick
or they're
the Barry
smoking
Switzer
out of,
cup.
They're smoking out of one of those vaporizers that looks like a pen or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to get around it, but just the fact that it's going on in public, it's weird, but it's pretty damn cool. So, I want to see.
Let's recap.
Go ahead.
So we've flown into Vail on a private jet,
right?
No, direct.
There was no private.
Oh.
It's American Airlines.
Still.
Direct.
Direct into Vail.
I mean, most people normally associate direct with private.
So we can avoid...
What do you mean? Direct means one...
So we can avoid peasants who drive automobiles.
Uh-huh.
And then we hang out with former Super Bowl champions smoking only the finest of marijuana.
He wasn't.
In front of our children.
He wasn't.
On the vast patio where... I don't know, Jose Feliciano's playing his classical guitar for the patrons.
I'll tell you what, there is no better time than sitting there
alive.
Than sitting there know. After a full day.
Andres Segovia.
A 6 or 7 hour day of skiing, of hardcore skiing, and going down there, Danny, and putting on your after ski boots.
I like to call those shoes.
And ordering a beer and just sitting there and... With a little John Denver playing and the sun's out. Spring skiing is the best. When I left there yesterday, it was 60 degrees. I don't understand how the snow doesn't all melt. Every day we were there, it was like 45, 50, 55 degrees. I don't get
science.
It. It must be science. I don't understand it, but the snow was perfect.
Did you have some fresh powder bra?
Yeah, we had one day where it snowed, so we had a little bit of fresh powder bra.
Crush it.
Did you crush it?
So look, everything is stupid expensive up there.
And, but nobody minds.
No.
Well, the thing is that you can't, you're not going to find another place in America. You know, I'm talking about all the ski resorts combined, whether it's in Utah or Colorado or Jake went to Whistler. It doesn't matter where you are. Everybody is in the best mood. And you don't mind paying, you don't mind at lunchtime up on the mountain when they say, I'll have a turkey sandwich. That'll be $38.12. You're like, okay. Let's do this.
Well, number one, you don't mind paying because you're hungry as hell because you're stoned.
Well, because you've been working out basically for 3 hours and stoned.
Like
skiing's hard work, man. But imagine this. Imagine going up there. I'll show you a video of this. It was pretty kick-ass. And where you go up to a restaurant on the mountain, and you walk up there and you're like, I'll have a hamburger. Okay. And get a hamburger and a beer. And it is like $20 or something like that. It's stupid. And then, on top of you paying $20 for that hamburger and for that beer, they hand you a patty and say, the grill's right over there. And you go over there and you cook your own burger.
So you pay $20 and you got to cook it yourself?
Yes. This is a concept that was sold.
Like, that's like checking yourself out at the grocery store.
I know. And yet we did it.
They just give you a chunk of meat and you go cook your own burger?
Yes, yes. At the very top of Beaver Creek, there's a place that, yes, they hand you your hamburger patty and they hand you the condiments and the cheese and whatever else. And they go, the grill's right over there. It's on. And you walk over there and you throw it down there and you just start grilling away. And we're kind of looking at each other going, what are we doing? And who was the guy that sold this concept to the mountain that this would actually work? But not only did it work, there were people in line for this. And by the time that we cooked our hamburger and ate it, and they had all this spice rack and sauces and everything you put on there, by the time we were done, I took one bite. There may have been other factors in play, yes, but I took one bite and I'm like, this is the best hamburger I've ever had in my life. And I think it is because you are cooking your own food. And we were making jokes like they also handed you a shotgun to go kill your own cow on the other side of the fence there. But
moo.
Oh. No, not him. Not him. No, no. My cow's too sweet.
Moo. Moo.
But just the fact that all that, that you could do that and you're paying double or triple or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it's such a racket. But again, nobody cares because
well, there's nowhere else for you to go.
You're having the best time of your life. Everyone is happy. There's no now, you go back, you get hit in the face with reality pretty quick, mm-hmm. you know, leaving the place. But no one is upset at ski resorts. Everyone's having a good time. Like, you can go anywhere in the world to a beach or where you think is like paradise. And there may be some people that are like, for whatever reason, uptight or not relaxed. I don't know what it is about a mountain that puts people at ease.
I know what it is. It's probably the communal enjoyment of hanging out with so many multiculturals. Like it's a big melting pot in Vail for Asian Americans and African Americans and Mexican Americans, and everybody realizes that that's what America
yes,
is.
We're all one.
It's a microcosm of what this great country was built upon. It was a melting pot.
You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Do you detect the sarcasm, honky? How many black people did you see? Answer the question.
And
don't count employees.
Three?
And don't lie.
I'm not.
Okay, because, so there's Nate Newton,
trust me,
Jim Jeffcoat, and who else from the 92 Cowboys Super Bowl championship team?
Because there is a double take. They'd be like, oh, all right. Black guy.
Wow. God. God almighty.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm way too much of a commoner for this.
You've been skiing too.
Once.
I don't care. Doesn't matter.
I was at home protesting.
What?
Well, that chief of police from Ferguson needed to go. I spent my time doing that and downloading the new Kendrick Lamar album.
Okay. I just get no support on this program. You realize that? None. Here I am trying to tell you about a kick-ass
time. You get more support than anybody.
Yeah. I do not. This is just a nut-kicking because I went skiing. Something that a producer can afford. Jake. I went sledding with the little guy.
Well, he married Rich. So,
ooh,
yeah.
Let me tell you this, too. So they've got tubing set up at the top of the mountain, too. I'll show you a video. I've got a point of view video, Danny. I know that that means, different things to you.
Entirely different to me.
But I've got a POV. I've got a POV video of me going down.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty badass.
Love the POV.
Yeah. Anyway, if you have any questions or concerns, email me.
Yeah, hit him up.
Good stuff, Corby.
All right, community quick hits coming up here. As we try to bring this thing back to reality somehow, if we can.
Let's bring it back to reality by talking about Jesuit High School.